Welcome to Championship Circle, where I bring you all the latest sports news, all the hottest topics in the sports world. And as we know, the NFL football season has came to a close. The Kansas City Chiefs are now the Super Bowl champs. So I tip my hat off to them for beating my San Francisco 49ers. Yes, I'm still hurt, but it is what it is. I see them. Hard for me to watch all the media shows, the media outlet, sports shows, ESPN, Fox Sports. All the shows, Undisputed, First Take. It's hard for me to watch them because all I see is the Kansas City Chiefs players bragging, taunting, picking. They some petty dudes, man. Like, I didn't know how petty they was. Like, Frank Clark calling out players from the 49ers, D Ford, Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, the guy said, talk about, yeah, if I were paying my quarterback $140, $137 million, I want him to win the Super Bowl for me too. Man, go head on somewhere with that, man. Like, be humble, man. Yeah, y'all won. Some bad play calling, clock management from my coach, some bad throws from my quarterback, defense slipped up a little bit, but y'all got it. But be humble with it, man. You got Travis Kelce. I ain't heard all season this guy say nothing about wrestling. Nothing. If you are a sports NFL fan, you ain't got to be a 49er fan, just a NFL fan, you follow the NFL, you know that George Kittle is a big wrestling fan, big WWE fan. I think he kind of had something to do with The Rock doing the intro because you know him and The Rock close. But I did all that, dude. I'm like, dude, you did all of that. Like, what is your point? What is your point? I don't understand. But like I said, they won. They the champs. It is what it is. We on a revenge tour next year. Bringing everybody back. We gonna wreck shop. But like I said, the season over. We concentrate more on the NBA. Like, no trade deadline. They just passed yesterday. With a couple of trades that were interesting. A couple of trades that benefit teams. Like, I think the biggest one was D'Angelo Russell going to Minnesota for Andrew Wiggins. I think, to me, that's going to benefit more for the future of Golden State. Why I say that? Because Andrew Wiggins can be plugged in that small forward position next year when Klay get back and Steph get back. Plug him in that small forward position, play the Harrison Barnes role, Draymond Green. But what's going to be interesting is, for the Golden State Warriors, is that pick, that draft pick. Because right now, they might be shooting for the number one pick. So, if they do get the number one pick, they're going to have a lot of leverage. They can go with the best option, which for them would probably be James Wiseman, or like I was telling one of my boys at work, Ray J, about them trading back a few spots, getting LaMelo Ball, bring him off the bench as a six man. Then they can have the option of trading that first round pick for some more role players and just get work on their depth. But I say the Warriors gonna come back hard because simple fact of the matter is they're gonna be deep anyway, because the starters this year is their bench. So when their superstars come back, their bench is gonna be deep because they're gonna have experience. So yeah, I think they're gonna work out for Golden State in the future. And for D'Angelo, you know, Cat been yelling about he want to play with D'Angelo and Devin Booker. So he did get one out of the two. So Minnesota, I just don't know about Minnesota team, man. Like, I thought they were going to be better than it was about 2 years ago, but they disappoint. I think even with Russell, they going to still be on the losing end. So we'll just have to see on that. One of the trades that kind of baffled me was, Andre Drummond goes to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's kind of baffling because, like Drummond said, they ain't even notify him he gonna get traded. Detroit, like they played him dirty, and it's like, he got traded from bad to worse. Worse to worser, if that's a word. I don't understand. Maybe Andre Drummond, you know, he a free agent coming up. Maybe he just leave Cleveland and go to a contender, walk away from him. It was just, to me, Cleveland, that was a stupid move, knowing that he was a free agent next year. That was a stupid move. Then you had Clint Capella going to Atlanta. Think that'll benefit Trae Young. He can run a pick and roll with. They needed to get big, so I think that'll benefit them. Benefit them a lot. We had Covington going to Houston. See, Houston got a thing going on where they saying they don't need no center. Because if you think about it, D'Antoni's system, really, he don't use no center. Like with Phoenix, Amar'e Stoudemire was his center. Fast pace. That what D'Antoni want now. So he trades Capella, Nene. So he ain't got nobody over 6'6 on his team. But the thing about it is, he don't got nobody over 6'6, but at the same time, they beat the Los Angeles Lakers last night. Yeah, they beat the Los Angeles Lakers last night without a center. Beat them 121 to 111 in the Staples Center. Westbrook had that Kobe mentality. He said after the game that he would dedicate his career to Kobe. And he went lights out, took over. Rockets, so small, on the tip off, they had James Harden jumping off against JaVale McGee. Yeah. That's how small they is. But they won their first game with the small ball. We'll see how they go. I don't think that it'll last long. Especially playoff time. I don't think it's going to last playoff time when they start running up against these. Like, I can't see them beating a team like Lakers, Denver, With Joker out there with Denver, big lineup, Utah, Rudy Gobert. I mean, I can't see them going seven games with a small lineup. They might get away with a regular season, but playoff time, I don't see that working. But we'll see what happened with that. But out of all that, that's about it in the trades that were really, it won't like a lot of, it won't no superstars getting traded. It ain't never like that in the NBA. Like, it's rare that you see superstars getting traded by the trade deadline in the NBA. But this weekend, got a few things popping off in sports. We got the XFL popping off. Think I'm going to check out the first game, see what they got going on. Because, I mean, it's football. So, they say it's going to be a fast-paced type football trying to compete with the NFL. You know, they had it back in 2001. It didn't last. So, Vince McMahon going to try it again. Some of the rules for the NFL, it ain't going to be no extra points. Nah, it's going to be teams can go for 1 point from the 2-yard line, 2 points from the 5-yard line, or 3 points from the 10-yard line, which that'll be a twist from the NFL. They got a 3 point from the 10-yard line. We're going to see how that works. We're going to see how that work. Then you got kickoffs have been altered, trying to protect the player's safety. Say the kicker would kick off from the 30-yard line, 5 yards farther back than in the NFL. So we'll see how that do. It said most players would line up across from each other between the other 30 and 35-yard line and cannot move until the returner catches the ball. So it ain't no flying down there. They can't move till the catcher gets the ball. So it's going to be some long returns, a lot of returns for touchdowns. If the kicking team can't move till the returner catch the ball. Said no player on the punt team can run downfield until the ball is kicked, which will give returners more space to work with. So that should be a sight. That should be a sight to watch. So, it said the game's going to be quicker. Because it said once the official spot the ball, 25-second play clock will begin. The game clock would keep running after incompletions and plays in which the ball went out of bounds until less than 2 minutes remain in each half. So, fast pace. I'm going to check it out. Cardale Jones, I think he the quarterback for one of the teams, the DC Defenders. Marquette King, the punter, he in that lead. He punting for the St. Louis Battlehawks. Couple of, Tony O'Callaway. Remember, he used to play for Cleveland wide receiver. He playing for the Tampa Bay Vipers. Connor Ely, he used to play for the Patriots and the Carolina Panthers. He playing for the Houston Roughnecks. I thought it said Rednecks one time, man. But that's the Houston Roughnecks. But should be interesting, man. First game tomorrow. Seattle Dragons versus the DC Defenders at 2 o'clock on ABC. Then you got another game, Los Angeles Wildcats versus the Houston Roughnecks at 5 o'clock p.m. on Fox. And Sunday, you got the Tampa Bay Vipers versus the New York Guardians at 2 p.m. on Fox. Then you got the St. Louis Battlehawks versus Dallas Renegades at 5 o'clock on ESPN. So, I'm going to check it out. Always check out the new sports, like the Big Three, gave Big Three a try. XFL, I gave them a try the first time. It was kind of boring. Arena football, you know, I be checking them out because it's sports. But we'll see what they do. And I'll give y'all a recap Monday about how it is. Is it worth watching or not? Y'all can take my honest opinion about it. But after this break, I'll be back to keep you updated and bring you more of the hottest topics in sports. Like I said, there's a lot of sports events jumping off. John Jones got a fight tomorrow. UFC fight against Revis. That should be interesting. UFC 247. No, John Jones, he the lightweight champion. He weighed in today at 204 pounds. Light heavyweight competition. Think John Jones gonna knock him out though early. I give him second round. But we'll see how that is. We'll see how that go. I give him a second round knockout. But sports this weekend, I'm gonna be in tune to it. Since the NFL over, you know, NBA, NCAA basketball, this XFL, it's about to pick up. It's about to pick up. My Carolina Tar Heels, yeah, they play tomorrow. They play them Dukies, rivalry game. I don't care how sorry we is. We still gonna go after them Dukies. Yeah, we still gonna go after them Dukies. So we play tomorrow, 6 o'clock on ESPN. Cole Anthony, I need for him to go off against Duke because the way our season going, as long as we beat Duke, I'll be all right. Just beat Duke. I will be okay. Duke got the talent this year. I give it to him. But I ain't putting it past my Tar Heels to go hard against them like we do every year. I don't see no blowout. I see probably, if anything, 10-point game. Hope we be on top. But I give them a 10-point game. Thing about it, though, Cole Anthony, no, he came back after his injury. But thing about Cole Anthony is I hope he don't hurt his stock. Nah, I hope he don't hurt his stock coming back. Because to me, he ain't even had to come back. And he still would have went top five. But now, by playing, now he got to show everybody that he worth that top five pick. That's how I feel about it. Because Carolina right now struggling. So it's like they looking at Cole Anthony more in detail. Like, how are you going to carry this team? So I hope my boy get off this tomorrow against Duke. I hope that we beat them tomorrow. So that'll put us on a good road. Because right now, kind of shaky. It's going to be hard to make this tournament. But we can still do it. We just got to start off by being Duke and keep the road going. But we'll see. Duke, you already know that when we play each other, It's going to be physical. It's going to be a good game. So don't even think for 1 minute that you're going to come down there and blow us out. Nah. We still putting up a fight. As y'all know, the NBA All-Star game, All-Star weekend is next weekend. You know, Team LeBron, Team Giannis, they pick their teams Thursday night on TNT. It was funny because when they were picking, when it was Giannis' turn, Barkley was up there talking about, you know, his picks already. And he went on and picked Kemba over James Harden. So Barkley asked him why he chose Kemba Walker over James Harden. And Giannis' answer was, because he needs somebody that's going to pass the ball. Yeah, there was a shot at James Harden. I know it's all for fun, but we all know that James Harden don't pass the ball. For him to get picked, Kemba Walker get picked over James Harden, it was kind of funny to me. But I don't know what Giannis, I know Giannis would seem like the guy, had to been the guy that always chose the sorry team at the park, because the team he picked against the team that LeBron picked the Monstars. LeBron got the Monstars. LeBron team goes like this. Anthony Davis, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Luka Doncic, Chris Paul, Damian Leonard, Nikola Jokic, Ben Simmons, Domantas Sabonis, Jason Tatum, and Russell Westbrook. That's LeBron team. Yeah. Seems like he got all the superstars. Then Giannis chooses Joel Embiid, Pascal Siakam, Kemba Walker, Trae Young, Bam Adebayo, Brandon Ingram, Donovan Mitchell, Jimmy Butler, Rudy Gobert, Kyle Lowry, and Chris Middleton. I'm going to tell you, Giannis, LeBron team going to run up the score on you. Yeah. I don't know what you were thinking when you picked your team, but even on 2K, your team will lose. And with the added on additions to the All-Star game with the charity, playing for charity, $100,000 a quarter goes to the charity, it gonna make it competitive. So, Giannis, I don't know what you were thinking, but I know it's all for fun, but you just picked one of the worst All-Star teams I seen. Yes, you did. But it's all for fun. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. All-Star weekend. The events, three-point shootout. See, the thing with the three-point contest this year, Trae Young in it. So, I think he's going to be hard to top, like Steph Curry. Because Trae Young shoot just like Steph Curry. So, if I was to pick a winner out of that, it'd have to be Trae Young over Damian Leonard now. So I'm going with Trae Young over the contestants
some of the contestants in the three-point contest, Damian Leonard, Joe Hurst, Devontae Graham, Zach LaVine in three-point contest. I don't see him as a three-point shooter. Maybe he'll surprise me. Buddy Hield back in it. Duncan Robinson from Miami. So, I think I'm going to go with Trae Young on this one. Think he going to be the next Steph Curry in the three-point contest. Then you got the dunk contest. Your boy Dwight Howard has entered the dunk contest again. Dwight Howard trying to make a name for himself. He been playing average because he ain't got no spotlight on him. So, let him go and get his shine. He entered the dunk contest with the other participants, Pat Connaughton. Yeah, white boy from Milwaukee Bucks. He'll in-game dunker to me. I seen him a couple of times get up there in the in-game, but I don't see him doing that special. Aaron Gordon, yeah, I know he going to put on the show. Derrick Jones Jr. might put on the show too. So, I think Dwight just in there just to be in there. But I think Aaron Gordon going to win that one. I think Aaron Gordon might bring out some original tricks this time. But then you got the Rising Star Challenge. I like that. I like that game too. That's them young boys. That's that fast pace. That be that fast pace games right there. But you know you got the World against the USA. On the World, you got Brandon Clark from Memphis, DeAndre Ayton from Phoenix, Luka Doncic, my boy from Dallas Mavericks, Moritz Wagner from the Washington Wizards, RJ Barrett from the New York Knicks, Giannis Alexander from the OKC Thunder. Yeah, they're going to be participating in the World against the USA. Devontae Graham, Ja Morant. Ja Morant going to get off in that game. That's his type of game. Kendrick Nunn, Miles Bridges, P.J. Washington, Trae Young. So, it's going to be fun to watch. Wendell Carter Jr. and Zion. Zion, Trae Young, and Ja Morant on the same team. That's must-see TV. I got to tune into that. I got to. That's must-see. But, you know, All-Star Weekend, next weekend, I think it's going to be entertaining. I think it's going to be entertaining. You know, they're going to give Kobe his tribute during the All-Star game. Team LeBron and Team Giannis. Team LeBron going to wear the number 2 for Gigi. Team Giannis going to have on number 24 for Kobe. I think that's honor and respect right there. That's how you show honor and respect right there. But I did see that Kobe and Gigi and the other victims memorial service will be held February 24th in the Staples Center. No, what it wouldn't have been right to have it no other place but the Staples Center. But that's going to be one of the saddest days because, you know, they had Michael Jackson Memorial there, had Nipsey Memorial there, but they having it in the building that Kobe Bryant built, the Staples Center. The Staples Center is never going to be the same after February 24th. It just ain't. It ain't gonna be the same. But I know they gonna have a memorial, respected memorial, how Kobe should be respected. I know it's going to be televised. I know it's going to be televised, but that's just going to be a sad day. But all in all, this is Championship Circle. Comeback recap. Weekend of sports, the XFL, Carolina versus Duke, UFC, John Jones versus Revis. Yeah, I'll be back to recap all of that. So until next time, Championship Circle, I'm out.